Today's daf is daf tadi test. So let's take it from the very top here. The Gemara quotes a brisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Yesh cholech li'imo misafik. There's a situation where a person does chalitza to his own mother, misafik, not knowing if it's his mother, but lachos misafik, libito misafik. We're going to see three instances whereby a person does chalitza to his own mother, sister, or daughter, misafik. So what are these three instances? The Gemara explains, Keita. Imo v'isha acheres v'lahen shnei zecharim. The mother and another woman, they both have two sons. Okay, two sons, they know who their sons are. V'chazu v'yaldu shnei zecharim b'machaveh. Then they were someplace captured. They had two other children, but they got confused who was whose son. So now they don't know who's whose son. So the two zecharim from the previously they have, they know who their sons are. But then they have two other sons who are confused. So each of their sons, who they know is their son, married the other woman. So Ima, let's call her mother one, her son married mother two. And mother two's son married mother one. That's completely fine, because they're not their own mother, just some other woman. Now what happened was, Mesu below Bunim. Now the two sons, who are now married to the opposite mothers, died. So now the mothers, the wives slash mothers, fall to the brothers of their husbands, who might be there. Now we don't know who the brothers are, because the brothers are suffering in a tarovis. So now the din is, so zech mesu below banim, zech cholich l'shtem v'zech cholich l'shem. So each of the children, the two sons who are but tarovis, we don't know who's who, they have to do chalitza to both these women. But one of the women is their sister-in-law, the other one's their own mother, so that's a situation whereby you have chalitza to the imam misafik. Fine. Next case, again, cholich l'shem, nimtza kolech v'yachar cholich to imam misafik. Next case, lachos misafik. How do you have where the person is chalitza to his own sister misafik? Ketzad, imo v'isha acheres sheyaldu shnei nekevos b'machave. A mother and a woman, they give birth to two girls b'machave, so they got confused whose daughters were whose. Ubo acheim shaloma osa ha'im. So now the brothers come not from the same mother. So now brothers can't marry sisters. So what it's referring to is, you have to imagine now, there really is, it's Reuven and Shimon, let's call them. So Reuven, let's put Reuven in the middle. Reuven had half-sisters, who are these Nekevos. The mothers had sons from the previously. And then they had daughters, who are now, we don't know whose daughter. But they're related because they have the same mother. But those sons also have half-brothers from that same father, but not the same mother. So if you follow, let's call it Reuven, Shimon, and the daughters, the Nekevos. So Reuven is related to the Nekevos, to the same mother, but they also have brothers who are Shimon from another father. So Shimon and Nekevos are not related at all. They get married. But when they get married and Shimon dies, so now they fall to Reuven. The brother has to do chalitza to both the daughters, not knowing who's their sister. So that would be another case of chalitza misafik. So the Gemara again says, what's the case? One more time. So the Gemara says, lachos misafik ketzad imo v'isha cheres sheyaldu shnei nekevos. Now they already had two sons as it is, but they gave birth to two nekevos m'machaveh. Uba achem, now the brothers, not of the sisters, but the brothers of the sisters' brothers, uba achem shalom yoseim, not from the same mother, and nasim, they married these nekevos, which is allowed because the nekevos and these brothers are not really brothers. Umeis blabanim, so now they fall to the half brothers of the Nekevos, cholich l'shtem nimtza cholich l'achos misafik. So now the half brothers who share the same father as these Nekevos have to do chalitza to both of them because they don't know which one's their sister. So they do both, and turns out they do chalitza misafik to their sister. And the final case is libito misafik case. How do you have this? Ishto v'isho acheres shialdu shtem Nekevos. The person's wife and another woman have children b'machave. They have two daughters. Ubo achem. Now the brothers of these women, now v'nasim married these nekevos, which is allowed because an uncle can marry a niece. So one of them is a niece, or maybe it's could be just not related at all. But they don't know, it's a suffix. But in the case that it happens to be a niece, that's fine for an uncle to marry a niece. Now mesu. So now below banim. Now the uncles die. Again, it might be the uncle only. Now the brother has to do chalitza to the two sister-in-laws. But one of the sister-in-laws is his daughter. So it turns out, so these are three scenarios whereby you have chalitza misafik to the mother, to the sister, and to the daughter. Gemara likes these types of exercises. Okay, so we're not done yet. So it continues the Gemara as follows. This one's a bit easier. Tanya. Hayar Rabbi Meir, Omer Meir would say, Ish v'isha pamim shemolidin chamesha umos. There are some instances where you can have a man and a woman give birth to five different nations. Now, it doesn't really mean nations, but it means different categories of people. What does that mean? Ketzad. Yisrael shalokach eved v'shivcha min hashuk. He goes out, a Jew buys a eved and a shivcha. V'lahen shnei banim, they have two sons. V'nisgayer echamim, and they converted. One of them converted. So nimsa echad ger v'echad ovikachavim. So now they have two sons. So one son they convert is a ger, the other one's a goy. Because when he bought the father and the mother, the Eved and Shivcha, the children don't become avadim either. They can be, but they're not. He didn't buy them as avadim. They came in. Exactly. So now you have two sons, two men, two boys. One's a ger, because the one was converted, and the other one is a goy. Hitbilun l'shem avdus. Now let's say you matbil them l'shem avdus. So now they become avadim. The nizku zelazeh, now they have children, so new children. Harekan ger, so now they have children as an eved, because if you have an eved a shivcha, the child is a, so now you have three umos. The ger from the son who had converted before him, the omekachavim, the goy who didn't convert, and the eved, the new child who was born after they became avadim, and so now they have an eved. Now shichra es a shivcha, if you free the woman, now she becomes a bas yisrael, uba leha eved, but her husband is an eved still, he's ba leha. So that product, that child is going to be a mamzer, because an eved who's ba on a bas yisrael is a mamzer. So now we have four: harei kan ger, v'oved kochavim, the eved u'mamzer. Now, if you're also shichar shnem, you now free the eved as well, the father. So now both the shivcha and eved are both free. V'sien zedzel, they get married. They're both bnei yisrael now. Harei kan. So now you have a child, be a full blown yisrael. So harei kan ger, v'oved kochavim, the eved u'mamzer v'yisrael. So that's not a likely scenario, but that in theory could happen. So my kamash malamutz chiddush here. What's Rameir trying to teach us? That an oved kochavim ve'eved haba abas yisrael havlad mamzer. That stage where he freed the shivcha, but the eved remained an eved. So he said an eved that's ba na shivcha, that child will be a mamzer. That's the chiddush we have from here. Okay, next price it teaches us that Tanur Rabbanan yesh mocher.
This is even according to this only Rabbi Akiva or everybody that agrees with that.
That was machlokas, that a eved a baal yisrael basel, that's machlokas whether that's of moms or not.
Definitely.
Exactly. So then the Gemara says, Tani Rabbanan, yesh mocher es aviv. There's some, you could have a case whereby a person, a son, could sell his own father, lahagbos imo ksuba, in order to pay his mother out the ksuba. Okay, how does that happen? So, Keita, yisrael lokach eved v'shivcha minashuk. So a Jew buys an eved, he buys a shivcha. Ben, they have a child who was not born as an eved. He was just a regular ben. He's a guy. V'shichra es ha-shivcha. And now he frees the shivcha. And Menasa, and he himself, the Yisrael, marries the shivcha. Because now she's a bas Yisrael. So he marries the shivcha. V'nasa. V'amad v'kasav kol nechasa l'bnai. He decides to write all his property to his wife's son. Not his own son, but his stepson, who's a guy. And afterwards he dies, Rashi says. So now she wants to collect the ksuba, but all her ksuba is under the bailus of her own son. And one of the properties that her husband, her late husband, owned was the father, her husband. That's the son's father. So it turns out that nekasa kol nechasa l'banav nimsa zem moches aviv. That son sells his own father because it's the property of the late husband. Lahagbos to collect the money to pay off his mother imo ksuba. So. Okay, so my kamash blam. What we learn? What's the chiddush from this? So the Gemara says, "Kula Rabbi Meir." This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. The avda metaltale, avadim is considered a metaltan, the movable objects. Umetaltale mishtab de l'ksuba, and we learn from here that a ksuba not only has a lien on actual property, land, but even on movable property, even metaltan. That's the chiddush here. Or ibayzema. Alternatively, ha kamash blam avde. Or if you avadim as karka, and that certainly would have a lien from the ksuba. Tosa just points out here, Dibur Maschil Mani, Rabbi Meir, he the Amr Metaltalin Mishtabi Luksuba. Viafagav de Bechal Duchti, even though all over Shas, Arminan Huksha Avadim Lakakal. So it's pretty clear that we assume an Eved like Karka, not like Metaltalin. Hacha Yesh Lechoshon Kim Metaltalin. In this context, we could assume it's like metaltalin. Why? We don't really assume that avadim are like karka, because they run away, they get freed, they here and that they die. So even though normally karka is avadim are considered kikarka, like this particular din of collecting a ksuba, there is room to say that's only considered metaltalin, and that's why there's an exception by ksuba possibly. Fine. So now the new Mishnah tells us. Now we're still talking about the topics of confusing children, not knowing who's the father and the mother. So the Mishnah says, "Ha'isha shenis'ariv v'lada bivlad kalasa." So a woman had a son, and that son got confused with her daughter-in-law's son, or her son's daughter, and her granddaughter. So grandson. So her son and her grandson got confused. Now higdilu, they grew up together. His tarovis, the tarovis got bigger. They got older. Let's say. Venasu, Nashim, they got married. Umesu, they both died. The question is, who does the Yibum Chalitza? Is it the B'nai Kala, or is it the B'nai Isha? So the Gemara, the Mishnah explains, B'nai Kala, Chalitzim Vlom Yabim. The B'nai Kala could only do Chalitza, they can't do Yibum. Why not? Because now, again, when the son died, one of the sons died, so left over a woman, a wife. So now, if it's the B'nai Kala, it's possibly, if that is his uncle's wife, a nephew cannot marry an aunt. So that won't be allowed. So B'nai Kala only Cholotim Vlom Yabim. Why? Shu Suffolk Eishes Achiv. It's possible it is the Eishes Achiv which would be allowed, Yibim. However, there's also possibly it's Suffolk Eishes Achi Aviv, the wife of his father's brother, who is an aunt, and it's Aser. Therefore, the only option for the B'nai Kala is to do Chalitza to these two wives who are Suffolk, who they are. As opposed to B'nai Azakena, the sons of the grandmother, so then the worst it could be is an uncle marrying a niece, and that would be allowed. So therefore, Aviv B'nai Hazakena, Ol Choltin Omeyamim, Shesafek, Eishes Achiv, Veishes Ben Achiv, the wife of his brother's son, in other words, his nephew's wife, that's allowed. That's why the B'nai Hazakena can, if they wanted, to perform Yibum. So then the Mishnah says, Mesu HaKshayim, the Kshayim die, and the Gemara is going to challenge the Lashon of Kshayim, doesn't seem to be right here. It's not a question of Kshayim versus not. The other ones are in puzzle. We just don't know who they are. So the Gemara is going to clarify the word Kshayim, but either way, Mesu HaKshayim, let's say the B'nai Kala die, or the B'nai Zekana die, meaning those we know are for sure the children, and then the wives of those children fall to the Tarovos. We don't know whose children they are, but the Tarovos now have to do Yibum. What's the Halacha? Hatarovos Libneg Zakena. This mixture of these two sons, with respect to the B'nai Zakena, that means if the B'nai Zakena, if one of the children of Zakena die, that the wife is left over to do Yim Chalitza. The lach is that the B'nai, the Tarovos, to the B'nai Zakena again, could only be Chultin, Vlom Yabim, they can't do Yibim, because it's a potential that's the aunt again. Shu Suffolk Ashes Achiv, which is allowed, but also Suffolk Ashes Achi Aviv, that would be Aser, as opposed to Livnei Kala. That the Tarovas to perform Yibam to the children, the children of the Kala's wives, which at worst would be a niece, that would actually be okay. So Echad Chalitz, one could do Chalitza, then Echad Miyabim afterwards, one would be able to do Yibam, because it's either Safek Eishes Achiv, or Safek Eishes Ben Achiv. So now the Mishnah says further, if you have a Kohenes, Shenis Arev V'lada, B'vlad Shivchasa. So a woman, she's a Eishes Kohen, she has a child who's a Kohen, but that got confused with a Shivcha she owns. So what's the din? We don't know if the child's a Kohen or an Eved. Now, Hare Elu Ochlin B'Truma, they're both allowed to eat Truma because an Eved and a Shivcha owned by a Kohen may eat Truma. So either to, even if it's only a Shivcha or an Eved's allowed to have Truma if it's owned by a Kohen. So the eating Truma is allowed because either it's a Kohen or an Eved Shel Kohen. How Cholkin Chelek Echad Begarin, we're going to see in the Mishnah, you could give them one portion only. We'll see what that means in the Mishnah, in the Gemara. The Einana Mitam L'Mesim, they can't be Mitam L'Mesim because it's a suffix that this child is actually Kohen, even though he also might be in Eved, but if he's a Kohen, it's suffix the Reis of the Chumr. Veinan Nosu Nashon, they can't get married at all. Bein Ksheros, Bein Psos, either way. Because they can't marry a Kasher one because maybe he's a Shivcha. They can't marry a Pasul because maybe he's really a Kohen, so therefore these individuals cannot get married. Higdilu Hatarovus, these two children, these two boys grow up. The Shichru Zedzeh, they decide to free each other. Because it may be I'm the Kohen and you're the Eved, I'll make you free. And you'll tell me maybe you're the Kohen and I'm the Eved, free. So now if they're both free, so now they're both B'nai Yisrael. However, one's still a Kohen. So if now Shichru Zedza, they free each other, Nosim Nashim Ruyus Lakuna, they're allowed to get married to anybody who can marry a Kohen, meaning they can't marry a Grusha, because maybe one's a Kohen, but they can marry a Yisrael, that's allowed. A Bas Yisrael would be allowed.
The mother died already, because that was the mother, can also be Meshachar them or not?
Yes, seemingly. I seem anyway, the mother or the father could have done it as well, right? Yeah, I would think so. They can't be metamei lemesim because even though they're both bnei Yisrael at this point, but one of them is still a kohen. Vim nitzbu, if they do become tamei tumas meis, ain sof kenes arbam. You can't give them lashes because we don't know which one's the kohen. Vein ochlem b'chuma, they can't eat chuma because now the eved is now a Yisrael. Only an eved owned by a kohen can eat chuma, but a Yisrael cannot eat chuma. So now neither one can eat chuma anymore. And vimachla, however, if they do eat chuma, so ain meshalman karen v'chomish, you don't pay because listen, prove to me I'm not a kohen. I'm a kohen. Vein and cholkin ala gorin, you don't divide the chuma to them on the gorin because one's a Yisrael, you can't give them chuma. Umochin is a chuma. If they do get chuma, however, they're allowed to sell it v'adamim shalahem. They can't eat it because maybe they're not a kohen. But at the same time, you can't collect it from them because they may be a kohen. So what they are allowed to do is they could sell the chuma to a kohen and keep the money to themselves. V'ein cholkin b'katshu mikdash, you don't give them any of the hide of the karbanos which kohanim collect. They cannot collect it because they may not be a kohen. V'ein nosen lehem the katshim, you can't give them katshim to perform the karbanos. However, ein motin shalem miyadayim, but if they want to bring a karban on their own, they're allowed to. You can't take it away from them. If a Yisrael wants to do a karban, we don't let him to do the avoda. But this person, the way it works normally, Rashi quotes to us, a kohen, normally they're mishmaros, we know. And if a Yisrael brings a carbon, whoever is part of the Mishmar brings that carbon. If a Kohen wants to do the carbon on his own, even if it's not a Mishmar, a Kohen on any day of the year can say, I want to do my own carbon. I'm bringing my own Chalats, I'm bringing my own Ola. So this Tarovas comes and says, I want to bring my own carbon. We let him because we don't know if he's a Kohen or not. We don't give him anything to do, but his own, he's allowed to bring. Go ahead and bring his own carbon. So, Ein Motzin Shalem Miyadem, Upturin Minazor Minalachayim Uminakeva. The way it works is the Pasuk tells us when it comes to chulin animals, there's a requirement to give the part of the arm, the cheeks, and the stomach goes to a kohen. It's more than the matnas kuna, but it's not considered kachim. It's not considered a high level. It's still chulin. It's a gift we give them. So this kohen who has a chulin animal does not need to give it away. He's allowed to keep it for himself. And because even if he's not a kohen, there's still no iser for a Yisrael to eat. And then u'bechor, he has a bechor. So Bechor normally goes to Kohen. So he's allowed to hold on to it, but he can't eat it as a Bechor because he might not be a Kohen. Only a Kohen, a real Kohen can eat it. But he could leave it around until it gets a mum, and then when it gets a mum, it's no longer Kadosh, and then he's allowed to eat it. So Bechor, Yehei Roa Ad Sheyastayv, he can let it graze until it gets a mum, and then he is able to eat it because he might not be a Kohen. V'nosin alav chomrei kohanim v'chomrei Yisrael, we give him all the chomers of a Kohen and all the chomers of Yisrael. And the Gemara is going to explain to us, not today, but tomorrow, what these chomers are. Okay, so that's the long-winded Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Mesha Ksheirim, the Ksheirim die. So we're talking about when there's the Vadai people and the Tarovas children, so the Ksheirim die. So the Gemara says, Ksheirim, el hanach mishum direv le havile psum, but the children got mixed together, they're pasul? No, they're not pasul. They're not mamzerim. They're both married, they're products of a legitimate marriage. It's just we don't know whose mother, but they're not psulim. The Gemara says, you're right. Ksheirim was not the right word to use. Ella, amar papa, Ema umesu havadayim. The vadayim, the children who we know vade who were bnei kala or who were vade bnei zakena, they died. So they're the terovis. Would they do yibum chalit? So that's the case. The question of vade versus suffolk, not a question of kasher versus pasul. So then the Mishnah said levnei kala echad chalitz v'chule that one would do chalitz, one would do yibum. Dafka michlatz v'hadi yivum. And as we've seen in the past, only chalitz is allowed, and then afterwards yibum. But to do the opposite, v'al yivum abreish lo. Because it might not be his wife's, brother's wife, it might be the other guy's brother's wife, and then he's kapaga, the yivam alashuk. So let the guy first release him with the chalitza, and then allow the other one to do yibum. And then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Kohenes, Shinis Ari, the Kohenes gets mixed together with an Eved of a Kohen. So chalik echad, pshita, of course you give chalik echad, meaning if two, they come together. The Terovis of the Kohen and the Eved Shel Kohen, they come together to collect Shuma, we only give him one. Of course, only one is a Kohen. We don't give an Eved of a Kohen may eat Shuma, but we don't give him Shuma. We don't give him at the Gorin, only a real Kohen. So if the two come together, of course you only give them one portion. They don't deserve two portions. So Gemara says, you're right. It's not saying giving them one portion. Pshita, Ema, Chelak, Ke'echad. We give them Ke'echad, which means we give them when they come together. We don't know who's who. And the Gemara says, Tanan, Kiman, Damar, Ein Cholkin, B'Chuma, Le'eved, Elam ken rabo ima. We only give a eved if his master is present with him at the fields. But if he comes by himself, we don't give it to him. And we'll see why, because there's a concern of people might think he's a kohen then, and we'd mala el yuchsin based on him receiving truma. So the Gemara says, Ditani, the Braisa says, Ein cholken truma le eved, elim ken rabo ima divrei Rabbi Yehuda. In contrast to Rabbi Yossi, Omer, no. Yachos Shiomer, the guy could say, the Taroves, Shiomer, Im Koinani Tinili Bishvili, Atzmi. Im Evet Koinani Tinili Bishvil Rebbe. So, no, either way I get Chuma. I'm going to get Chuma either because I'm a Koin or because I'm the Evet of the Koin. So, even though I don't know who I am and you don't know who I am, but no matter how you slice it, I certainly deserve Chuma. So, Rebbe Yossi says you're allowed to give him when he comes by himself. And the Rebbe Huda says no, only when they come together, the Evet along with the Rebbe. So, the Gemara says, that Rabbi Huda's location where he lived in his city, they would actually, when a person would get truma, that would indicate he's really a yichas to truma, to kohen rather. So we wouldn't let an eved ever get, even a safek, we wouldn't let him get. We don't want anyone thinking, oh, we saw him receiving truma at the goren, he must be a kohen. So because of that halacha, we never let the eved get without the rebbe. And in this case of the teruvis, they must both be there present together. As opposed to b'mkomo she Rabbi Yossi, lo hayu malin mitchum al yuchsin. They wouldn't. No, just because you gave a guy out, doesn't mean he's a kohen. It could be he's an eved shel kohen. And since that chashash doesn't exist, even if one of the two members of the teruva show up, we would in fact give him a chuma according to Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara then quotes a braisa, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok. Miyamai, my entire life, lo yahe edosi, elo edes echad. I only gave a testimony one time, v'helu eved lakun api, and based on that, I made a mistake, and an eved ended up becoming established as a kohen based on my edus. So Mar says, really? Helu? That actually happened? Takadaitak, one would think, based on his edus, they appointed an eved, they established that an eved was a kohen. Hashta behemtam shel tzadikim ein hakadosh baruch hu mevi takala. Ayodan. Tzadikim atzman lo kol shekein. If the animals owned by tzadikim, as we see several places in Shas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't let the animals of tzadikim stumble and get involved in some type of incorrect actions, Isser. Certainly tzadikim themselves, so how could there be a thought that Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok was the cause of an Eved being appointed a Kohen? That certainly doesn't make any sense. Now before we get to the answer, there is some Girsels that take this out. The Bach takes this out, this line out. Why would he take that line out? Behemtim shel tzadikim. So if you look over at Tosas, a small Tosas, Sakad Aitach, Hash behemtim shel tzadikim. Tosas elsewhere talks about this, but much longer discussion. He just tells us one line. He has this klal near Dilo Garcin and Le. We don't have this in the Girsa. Dilo Shayach Pircha. This is not a relevant question. Ella b'makom shachacham atmo nichshal bachilas iser vein laharich kan. So Tosus has this assumption throughout Shas that no, there are many times they can make mistakes. They weren't perfect. But the only mistake HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects them from is an iser achila. But this is not an iser achila. It's referring to just edus of ever becoming a Kohen. So this would not be a relevant application of the concept. So therefore the Girsa is not supposed to be according to Tosus' understanding. Either way, what did he mean by Reb Tzadok had a testimony about Eved becoming a Kohen? So, Ela Ema as follows. Bikshu lahalos Eved lakuna alpi. They wanted to establish an Eved was a Kohen based on my testimony. Why? Because Ba'asa de Rebbe Yossi. So, Rebbe Elazar ben Tzadok was in the city of Rebbe Yossi where they would not be Mala Yuchsin from Chuma to Yuchsin. So, therefore, you're allowed to give an Eved Shal Kohen a Chuma. So Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok gave Chuma to an Eved. And they said, oh, we see he gave him Chuma. So they went over to the location of also the Asid, Ba'asid the Yehuda. They had a testimony, Rabbi Yehuda's Makom, where they actually would be Mala Chuma Luyuchzin. And they said that, oh, you see, Taka, he's a Kohen. And he was able to somehow prevent them from happening. The Mefarshim pointed out, and that never actually happened where the Eved became a Kohen. But they wanted to. That almost happened based on his testimony. Fine. Now the Gemara said, the Brisa says as follows. Tanya Rabbanan, Asara ain cholkin lam chuma. There are 10 people. We don't give chuma bebeis granos in the threshing field in the fields. The Elohein, cheresh shote v'katan tumtum v'androgynous v'ha'eved v'ha'isha v'ha'ariel v'atame v'nosa isha she'en ho'genes lo, or person who marries a woman who is not fit for. V'kulin mishagin lam l'batayim, and you could send to the houses. However, we don't let them collect in the field in the public eye, lest one think that they're doing their kosher person. But we would send to the houses because they actually can eat. We just don't do it publicly, with the exception of chutz mitame v'nosa isha she'en ho'genes lo. Those are two we don't actually even send over to their homes. So the Fine. So the Gemara says, goes through each one by one. We're not going to go through all of them now. We'll just go through a few of them now. The Gemara says, I understand Bishlam, last two lines of Amud Beis here. I understand Chayrish Shot Vakat, we don't give them Chuma in the fields. Lav B'nei Deah Ninu, they're not B'nei Deah, they don't have the proper mindset. And Rashi says in the last line here, Zilusa, the Chuma, it's disrespectful, it's disgraceful to Chuma. L'chalik Len Begarin L'ayin Kol, to give it out to the Chayrish Shot Vakat. And this is a Chashr food here. It's a great prestige here. And to give to Chayrish Shot Vakat would seem to be inappropriate. So we send it to the houses, stay home, we'll send it to you, but don't come in the public lot. Okay. Tumtum Van Drognis also. B'nei Bria, B'fnei Asmo, says the Gemara in Daf Kuf now. They're independent creations, and says Rashi and Daf Kuf here, V'havi Zilusa, the Kachim. It's not so respectful to give the Kachim or to Truma, to give that to these individuals, these androgynous and Tumtum. And Eved Nami, Dumal Asi Lasuki Mitchumal Yuchsan, like we've discussed, and we don't give an Eved either in the public eye, lest one suggest that he's actually a Kohen. And Ariel Vatame Mishum de Ma'isa, they as well, they sent it to their Malas, the Tame, it's inappropriate to give it to them publicly. And Nosi Isha She'ena Hogenaslo Mishum Kanasa, we penalize the guy who marries a woman who's also Tim, so we don't give him Chum either at all. Elisha, my time, we'll stop here. But either way, my time, why don't we give a woman in the garden? And this we'll see tomorrow, Mirza Hashem, a machlokes to continue this discussion.